President Bush is calling on world leaders to respond quickly to yesterday's UN address by Secretary of State Colin Powell. At the White House today, he said the world must not back down from Saddam Hussein. In his presentation, Secretary Powell used communications intercepts and other intelligence to make his case. Many at the CIA and other U.S. agencies were opposed to that approach. They argued it would tell Iraq too much. NPR's Mike Schuster reports that former intelligence analysts believe something was lost, but much was gained.
Adlai Stevenson showed spy photos of Soviet missiles in Cuba in 1962. The Reagan administration revealed Soviet communications when a Korean airliner was shot down in 1983. But the sheer scale of the intelligence revelations yesterday was unprecedented, says Mel Goodman, a longtime CIA analyst now with the Center for International Policy in Washington.
I have never seen a public briefing that talked about all phases, including human intelligence, satellite photography, signals intelligence, communications intelligence. This was a very comprehensive briefing.
Several former intelligence analysts agree that it was in the area of signals intelligence that sources were probably compromised most. Because of the three intercepts that Secretary of State Powell played in the Security Council, Iraqi counterintelligence will be able to trace who was speaking to whom. The Iraqis will also learn what type of communications lines the U.S. is listening to, says James Bamford, author of two books on the National Security Agency.
And then they know that anything they say over those same phone lines are being listened to. So it would seem obvious that the Iraqis would either encrypt those same communications, or else switch to another means of communication.
Bamford says the intercepts could have come either from land-based listening posts in Cyprus, Germany, or even as far away as the island of Diego Garcia in the Indian Ocean, or they could have been gathered by an eavesdropping aircraft called Rivet Joint flying along Iraq's borders with Kuwait or Turkey. Bamford believes the intercepts came from high-frequency radio used typically by military units. They are not likely now to remain in use, he says.
You have to acknowledge that if you reveal that you're listening to a particular line of communications today, that same line of communications is not going to be available tomorrow.
Former intelligence analysts say the U.S. did not reveal much by Powell's use of satellite imagery. The photos displayed were not the most sophisticated the U.S. has. In any case, the Iraqis already know the U.S. is watching them from satellites. But in the area of human sources, there may have been some problems. Powell said that human sources of intelligence provided information that missile launchers with biological warheads have been deployed in western Iraq. That may tell the Iraqis something about who supplied the information. Powell also attributed knowledge of mobile biological weapons laboratories to a defector who saw one in operation. This defector, Powell said, also witnessed an accident at such a facility that left 12 dead in 1998. Mel Goodman says that information could be too specific.
When you're getting into very specific kinds of intelligence with geographic locations and very specific sites, the Iraqis generally know who the high-level defectors are, and they will probably be able to ascertain who were the likely individuals who could have given over this kind of information. But again, the defectors with sensitive information who've left Iraq know they're under some kind of death threat,
which Secretary of State Powell acknowledged. A different question has arisen in connection with an alleged chemical weapons camp in northeastern Iraq. Why is it still standing? Asked several former intelligence analysts today, including Mel Goodman.
The fact that we haven't used military force against a chemical weapons facility in northeast Iraq that is not under the control of any state government, but is run by a Jordanian Palestinian who's been involved in terror operations against the United States, the fact that we haven't bombed such a facility suggests that we are somewhat dubious about the information we're getting.
On balance, though, these experts agree the benefits for the U.S. case against Iraq far outweighed any loss of intelligence sources resulting from Powell's presentation. Mike Schuster, NPR News, Los Angeles.